This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets to kick off this week?
It's an interesting day, Riley, in that, well, for instance, Jan beans are up 28, and they were up as much as 31 or 32 just a few minutes ago. But March wheat's down 23 and the corn's down a nickel. So usually you don't see a kind of divergence in the markets. But there's a reason for it. For one thing, the South American weather in northern Brazil has been a key fundamental for a long time and continues this week. They did get rains out there, but there's a question of how much good they did, how many they got. And the market, after briefly probing under $13 last week, has rebounded with a rally of about 40 cents from the lows from last week on the idea that it took some rain out of the forecast over the weekend and not as much as forecast in the next week as they had previously thought. So big rebound in beans because of that. On the other hand, the wheat market had been on an eight-day tear because of the Russian-Chinese buying.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn is down 4 even at 481 and a half. January soybeans up 32 even at 1336 even. Soybean meal up 850 at 41320. Soybean oil up 91 cents at 5111. On the Merck, December live cattle up 152 at 166.97. January feeders up 265 at 217.95. February lean hogs down 165 at 67.32. Pork cutout down 25 cents at 82.45. And December Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 16.23. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.